Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. That was James Dillard Freeman. He was a very popular writer in the 20th century and was known as the modern-day Ralph Waldo Emerson. You just heard him reciting his poem, I Am There. Both the I Am There poem and the Prayer for Protection prayer, which he also wrote, were carried to the moon by two astronauts during their Apollo moon landings. Jim became the poet laureate of the moon. He was also the poet laureate of Unity. Now, Jim worked at Unity for 70 years. That's 70, folks. 70 years. Must have been a good place to work. He served as a director, teacher, speaker, writer, editor, trustee, and for 13 years, he was the director of Silent Unity, which is Unity's prayer ministry. Jim did write the Prayer for Protection, which we say every day, every time we're here. This prayer is said each week by almost every Unity church around the world. It is one of the most beloved lines of prayerful poetry ever written. It has been said by millions and millions and millions of people over the past 85 years. So how did Jim Freeman, the hero of our story today, and his infamous prayer come about? In 1929, at the young age of 17, do you remember when you were 17? That's a long time ago for me anyway. Jim came to Unity Village looking for a summer job to help him fund his college tuition. Myrtle Fillmore put him to work that summer, and he subsequently went on to college and graduated. Because of the Great Depression, he couldn't find work. So he returned to Unity Village and asked Charles Fillmore for a job. Now Charles hired him as a letter writer in the Silent Unity department. Now Jim did not initially plan to become a writer, but he said he just kept writing because Unity needed poems and prayers and letters and articles. Now Charles Fillmore never told him what to write. He merely said, "Let Spirit tell you what to say." Now every year, Unity would prepare a special Christmas service for the 300 Silent Unity workers. In 1940, Jim was asked to write this Christmas service for the workers. In the Christmas service, Jim wrote the following prayer for the staff. Sarah, can you put that up? The light of Christ directs me. The love of Christ enfolds me. The power of Christ protects me. The presence of Christ upholds me. Now, Jim had hardly finished writing this Christmas service when his supervisor came to him and asked him to write a pamphlet about God's protection. Now, Unity really did not have a good protection prayer, and they desperately needed one because Unity Village was being inundated with phone calls and letters from people overseas asking for prayers for protection because World War II was raging in Europe. And Jim was told to put an affirmation of protection on the back cover of this pamphlet that he had been assigned. Now Jim wrote the pamphlet, and he included an affirmation from the 23rd Psalm on the back cover. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, one of the young women who worked in Silent Unity at the time was reading Jim's manuscript as he was writing it. And she came up to him and she said, "Jim, if I were a woman in England and they were dropping bombs on my roof, or if I was a soldier and someone was pointing a loaded gun at me, I would not want to feel like I was walking through the shadow of the death. Can't you do better than that?" Well, now Jim thought to himself, he didn't say it out loud because he was a Unity man, but he thought, "You want me to do better than the 23rd Psalm? Are you out of your mind?" But what he did was he did ponder the woman's request. And that little prayer that he had written for the Christmas service the previous year kind of popped into his head and really demanded that he pay attention to it. It enticed him to see what he could do with it. First, he took the rhyming out, since many people did not like rhyming verse. Then he changed the word Christ to God. He had originally made it Christ because he had written it for the Christmas service. But he felt if unity was going to send it around the world to people of all faith, the word God might be more acceptable to more people. So the little prayer became, Sarah, the light of God surrounds me, the love of God enfolds me, the power of God protects me, the presence of God watches over me. Now, Silent Unity liked this version of the prayer, and that prayer for protection became official for Unity in 1941. Subsequently, the prayer was printed on the back page of that Silent Unity pamphlet and distributed to callers and correspondents. From there, it spread in pocket cards, newsletter reprints, church bulletins, and translations. Over time, people and publishers reproduced it widely. It has been translated into many languages. This prayer has appeared in hundreds of different publications that have no connection with Unity. Sometimes it appears with Jim as the author. Sometimes there's no author given, and sometimes another person's name is noted as the author. I think the prayer for protection was so popular because of how Jim edited it. He changed it from rhyming to non-rhyming. His changing the word from Christ to God was a very wise move. Now, we in Unity have a metaphysical understanding of what the Christ is. But many people really think that the word Christ is Jesus' last name. So keeping the word Christ in the prayer may have caused confusion or resistance from some readers. I think Jim was wise to change the fourth line from "the presence of Christ upholds me" to "the presence of God watches over me." Now, we in Unity know that God and man are not separate. God is energetic spirit within us, and we are individualized expressions of divine energy within God. God is the very life source of us, that energy that flows in us, through us, and as us. But I believe the majority of people, especially from traditional religions, believe that God is separate from them, outside of them, perhaps far away from them. By using words that are familiar to traditional religions, this prayer for protection became much more appealing to the masses. The idea that God is looking down on us, watching us with a protective eye, makes this prayer appealing to the vast majority of people. By making these three changes and using verse that was memorizable, James Dillard Freeman made this prayer a universally appealing one. It becomes appealing to any person of any faith. It has no specific religious slant. Any person who is feeling threatened or unsafe can benefit from these affirmative lines. Now, each line of the prayer for protection is a positive statement of God's relationship with the person who is praying the prayer. It is not a prayer of begging or supplication. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about the prayer. It affirms a strong stand for protection, and it depicts God as a protective friend and guardian. Now, most people think of prayer as telling God about our problems and beseeching God to intervene and fix things. When we pray to God, telling God all our woes and problems, we are focusing on our fear and what we do not want. We are really focusing on the problem and restating with fervor all the difficulties and issues of the problems in the hopes of persuading God to fix the problem or save us. Most people pour lots of energy and feeling into their argument, giving God every detail to show God how dreadful their life is and how earnest and needy they are. By focusing on the negative situation with feeling, so many times prayers of this type do not get answered to the person's liking, and in fact, the circumstances may get worse. This causes us to lose faith in God. We are worsening the problem and our own discomfort when we pray like this because we are focusing with feeling on our lack. People who pray beseeching God may be more stressed after prayer. Affirmative prayers, on the other hand, leave the praying person feeling hopeful and full of appreciation and gratitude. Our prayers are answered based on the law of mind action, which states that thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. What we think about, we bring about. If we focus on lack and being a victim, as we do in begging, beseeching prayer, more adversity and lack will come into our lives. If we affirmatively focus on the good of God, then good will come into our lives. I believe that is why the prayer for protection has endured as a powerful prayer for so long. It is affirmative through and through. Where did the idea of praying affirmatively come from, and how does it work? In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus Christ says this, "So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." In other words, see and feel yourself having already received the answer to your prayer as you say the words of the prayer. Unity prays affirmatively. We hold our thoughts on a higher, positive, affirmative plane, praying with language that God understands. The word of affirmation, or affirmative, means agreeing, being supportive, hopeful, and encouraging. To affirm is to make a positive statement. When we pray loving, affirming thoughts, those thoughts vibrate with God's vibrational frequency. Strong, uplifting vibrational frequencies bring good into our lives. What we think about, we bring about. The words in the prayer for protection are beautiful, positive, powerful, high-frequency words, but they are just words. The thing that makes a prayer effective and powerful is the feeling it elicits within us. The feelings of safety, security, goodness, love, and wholeness that we feel when we pray a prayer is the prayer itself. The power of the prayer is not in the specific words. For example, we can say an affirmation or a prayer over and over until we are blue in the face. But if those words do not elicit within us a feeling of calm and peace, then it is not an effective prayer. It is just an intellectual exercise. They are just words we are saying. Now, Greg Braden, many of you know who he is, the modern day scientist who has done so much work to bring science and religion together, asked the abbot of a Tibetan monastery this question. When our group of visitors see your prayers that you raise up from your chanting, mudras, bowls, bells, gongs, and incense, what are you doing on the inside, in your body, to create the miracle of healing we see on the outside? And the abbot answered him, "You have never seen our prayers, because a prayer cannot be seen. What you see are the things we do to create the feeling in our body." Now, prayer goes deeper than just thinking and visualizing. The power of prayer is in the feeling the words elicit. The prayer is not the outer activity. It's not the words, the chanting, the bells, or the incense. Those physical activities are not the end. They are a means to an end. The purpose of that physical activity is to create a certain feeling inside the person. That feeling is the true prayer. That's why Jesus said, "When you pray, believe that you have received and it will be yours." Jesus tells us we must believe. Why is belief so important? Belief conjures up strong feelings, positive or negative. It is those strong feelings or emotions, either positive or negative, that ignite the creative process into action to manifest what we are asking for. If you are praying affirmatively, your positive, strong beliefs and emotions will go into the universe and will bring forth the blessing you want. If you are begging in your prayer, focusing on your lack and what you don't want, you will be sending that low frequency, fearful emotion into the universe. And it will return to you with more adversity and trouble. It is our belief in God that determines how effective our prayers are. Unity recites the Unity Affirmation every Sunday. We just did it. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the Good, Omnipotence. God the Good, All-Powerful, Affirmative prayer relies on God being unchangeable spiritual law, a loving energy that permeates the universe, and that God good is working in a person's favor, bringing them blessings to their prayers when they align their thoughts and beliefs with faith and goodness. On the other hand, if a person sees God as a capricious old man deity that may or may not grant their prayer depending on his mood, then that belief will expose the person's fear and they will pray from a place of lack or trepidation. That low frequency prayer will not bring blessings to them. I want to go over how affirmative prayer works, and you will see why eliciting a positive feeling of affirmation is so important. The first step in the affirmative prayer process is relaxation. Simply breathing deeply and focusing within, becoming physically relaxed and free from all our worldly concerns and obligations. It is an important step to relax the body, so our mind can relax. The second step in affirmative prayer is concentration. This is where we recognize the power of God as life, love, wisdom, and ever-present good. And we center on thoughts, on a statement of truth about God, such as God is love, or I am at peace in God's care. As we do this, our mind becomes quiet, and we take our focus away from our daily doings and still our mind on a spiritual truth. The third step is meditation. In silent reflection, we focus on our affirmation until we experience the peace of God within us. We come to feel our own divinity, knowing that we share all the attributes of God: love, strength, wisdom, peace. At this point, both our body and our mind are in deep relaxation, focused on good. The fourth step in realization is spiritual understanding. This is knowing that we have the power to be, to do, to have, and to allow the good we desire. It is the knowing that we know. This is where we feel a click as everything falls into place and we know all is well, regardless of what storm is threatening us, be it a health challenge, a financial debt, a relationship problem, or any other human discomfort. At this moment in the affirmative prayer process, this is where we know in our heart that all is well, regardless of what is going on around us, regardless of our circumstances. We realize that God is our foundation. We feel one with God, and love and peace fill us and surround us. Now notice that I have not mentioned our prayer request yet. Up until now, we have let go of our limitations of fear and false beliefs, prepared ourselves to know the truth of God and us, have aligned ourselves with God good, and now we feel one with God. It is after we feel one with God and feel that all is well that we say our prayer request by claiming the truth instead of naming the problem. The truth is that all is well. So now we've gone through all four steps. Step five, the last step, appreciation. We have relaxed, have connected in oneness with God, and have realized on a feeling basis that God loves us and all is well. We are in our right mind now. Okay, I'm going to say that again. At this moment in the prayer process, we are in our right mind. Now, at this moment, is the time for us to present our prayer need to God. Our meditation has prepared us. We are now resting with assurance in the truth. We are now open to receive God's blessing. We have taken the time to align our soul with God's Spirit. In this extremely receptive and uplifted state, it is natural for us to believe that our prayer request has been completed, just like Jesus said, because we have opened ourselves up and felt God's grace through this affirmative prayer process. Now, comparing supplicating, begging prayer with affirmative prayer, clearly shows the difference between a low vibrational begging prayer and a high vibrational affirmative prayer. When we pray a supplicating prayer like, "I'm out of money, God, and I'm afraid I'm going to end up homeless," we are praying from fear and lack. We have contaminated our prayer with panic. However, when we take the time to quiet our minds first and connect with God and the truth through the affirmative prayer process, then our need is lifted up to the truth and our prayer becomes an affirmative declaration, such as, "I affirm the divine substance is flowing freely into my life. Every need is met before I even speak it. Every bill is paid in perfect timing. Every door that supports my highest good opens with ease. God is the source of all my supply, the giver of every good gift, and the unfailing wellspring of my prosperity. I rest in this truth now. Amen." We have blessed our prayer with joy at that point. Now, can you see the difference in the power that we generate when we pray affirmatively? After we state our affirmative prayer, we give thanks, knowing that our need has been resolved, and we experience gratitude for our growing spiritual awareness. The entire affirmative prayer process may take 20 minutes or more to move through those steps. When you pray and meditate, don't judge yourself if it doesn't seem to be going right. Just keep practicing the steps of the affirmative prayer process, and you will eventually start seeing results. The prayer for protection, when stated with feeling, enlightens us with a feeling of all is well, and that we need not be afraid. Our God is our source, and there is nothing to fear. We are protected and empowered to live fully and courageously now. So let's say the prayer for protection together, with the joy and majesty that James Dillard Freeman affirmatively wrote it with. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. So let's pray, beginning with the saying of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So let's just take some deep, slow breaths and begin relaxing your body. Let go of any thoughts that may be swirling in your head. Let go of whatever you need to do later today. Just get quiet and be still in this present moment. All is well. Follow your breath in and out. Feel your shoulders loosening and dropping. Listen to your steady heartbeat. Let your body sag a little. Picture yourself being covered by a soft, cozy blanket. You snuggle into it, and you feel safe and protected. No matter what our prayer need, the prayer for protection answers it. Because when we realize we have God's protection, and we know that God is protecting us like a cozy blanket, we don't need anything else. all is well. Begin focusing on this feeling of being protected. Allow this feeling to expand within you. Be still and know that God is directing you, enfolding you, protecting you, and watching over you. Nothing can hurt you because God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient goodness. Let yourself rest in that belief as a baby resting in a cozy blanket in its mother's loving arms. All is well. As you move deeper into that feeling of stillness and grace, let that feeling of all is well gently permeate every cell of your body and mind. You are God's precious child, and God is waiting for you to receive its love and peace. Let's take a short time to receive God's love and peace. Mother, Father, Spirit, we receive your love and peace. We are filled with a profound sense of safety, gratitude, and appreciation. We are thankful that we are so blessed. For this and all things, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.